Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, this is Fred Film Radio, and you are listening to the daily program Global Critics Venice Voice from the Venice Film Festival. I am Rita Di Santo, and I'll be hosting the program. And tonight with me, I have 6 o'clock actually, not yet night. So tonight, today with me, I have two very special guests. Dr. Vera Dica from New York. Professor Vera Dica. Welcome, Vera.
Thank you. Thank you for meeting me and inviting me. I'm very happy to be here. I'm interested in hearing what everybody has to say.
Dr. Vera Dica teaches cinema study, and she has wrote lots of interesting books in her career, and she's also to report about the festival.
Well, yes, I've written 5 books. One is a reissue, but it's an updated reissue. The first one is called Games of Terror, Halloween, Friday the 13th, and the Films of the Stalker Cycle, which is now a classic. That was my doctoral dissertation. But mostly I concentrate on downtown art in New York, postmodern art and postmodern film. So my other important book is Recycled Culture, The Uses of Nostalgia in Contemporary Art and Film. But so that's my concentration, the avant-garde and avant-garde film and art. But I'm also very interested in issues of gender and race and ethnicity. That's my major focus these days.
Thank you very much for taking the time from your busy schedule. And I'm very envious of Vera, because tonight she came with a very nice glass of Prosecco, or rosé.
Rosé, yes.
And I have just water, still water. But I have to say, I brought with me a globe, a snow globe, of the movie that I like so far. So I'm going to advertise the movie. It's The Theory of Everything.
Okay, good.
And my other guest is my wonderful colleagues, splendid colleagues, Brian Viner from the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Pleasure to be here.
So yesterday we saw in competition The Killer by David Fincher, The Beast, La Bête by Bertrand Brunello, French movie, and then we saw Evil Doesn't Exist by Ryusuke Hamaguchi. The Japanese title is Aku wa Sonzai Shinai. And I think we started with The Killer in the morning, and it was a very interesting movie with Michael Fassbender, produced by Netflix, and Michael Fassbender is the killer.
He is. Yes, that's right. He's an assassin. He's very good. It's a good film. I mean, I enjoyed it. It's a sort of 3-star film for me. I see one of my colleagues has given it 5, which I think is crazy. I won't name names, but that seemed too much for me. It's not Fincher's best work by any means, but Fassbender's very well cast. He's very good. He starts the film. He's in Paris. He's waiting to commit an assassination on a corrupt businessman. And it's all about the sort of the boredom of being a professional hitman and having to wait and having to set up everything and to go through all the motions. And, you know, he waits for several days for this guy in the building opposite to present himself as a target. But then when he finally gets to the shot, he botches it, which is a surprise, because we've been led to believe that he is fantastic at what he does. So having botched it, the people who have taken out the hit then try and get him killed. They try and take out a hit on him. So the rest of the movie is actually about him trying to avoid them killing him, but also trying to kill them, because they have attacked his girlfriend back in, I think, the Dominican Republic. So it's back and forth. It's pretty kind of standard fare. Tilda Swinton pops up, which is always a pleasure. She has a kind of cameo as one of the women who is sent to kill him, one of the killers sent to kill him. So it's back and forth. A lot of it is his internal voice. So he's kind of and it's full of him sort of giving us little philosophical platitudes about being a hitman and about life in general. And it's quite funny. I mean, at one level, I thought, I wondered if it was even meant to be a comedy, really. I noticed that some of my colleagues didn't pick up on this, actually. I'm surprised, because I noticed that every time he uses an alias, because he has a whole load of false passports, it's another screen, it's a famous screen character. It's either Felix Unger or Oscar Madison from The Odd Couple, or Archie Bunker, a famous American character from the television, or Sam Malone, who was Ted Danson's character in Cheers. So and that seemed to me, a lot of things didn't kind of fit together, because this guy is meant to be keeping a really low a profile as possible. He's an international assassin, and yet he uses these quite famous aliases. So I thought, well, that doesn't really add up. And a lot of the film doesn't add up. But it's slick, it's well done. Fincher's he's a fine director. Fassbender is a fine actor. So on the whole, as I say, middling, 3 stars for me.
Thank you. So just let's move on to the French. Evil does not exist. Evil doesn't exist. Just wanted to say it's a beautiful movie. Ryusei Hamaguchi is a director that made Drive My Car, and this one is completely different. It's set in a little village outside Tokyo, and it's a connection with nature. Lots of things happening, and there is humor there as well. Very well written, Yeah, but before we close, because we are very close to the end, I want to go back to The Killer, because have you seen The Killer, Vera?
No, but you said I could talk about Pet Shop Days. Pet Shop Days.
Yes.
This is a film, first film by a young American director, Omo Schnabel, who actually is the son of a very, very famous downtown New York artist, Julian Schnabel. His father is a very powerful man. And Julian, this is his first film, and this is really an extraordinary film. And it's about, we've been talking about the killer. So many of the films at this festival are about strong men. Strong, driven men like Ferrari or
Maestro.
These powerful men in action. And this is a story about fathers and sons. And there's been a lot of stories about fathers and sons, but this film really reminded me of Mean Streets, of Martin Scorsese's Mean Streets, but for this generation. These are kids who are very wealthy, very powerful families, but very, very dysfunctional. And so it's the relationship between these two central characters and their relationship with their fathers. And the leads are not major actors, but the fathers, Willem Dafoe is in the film. He plays the lead character's father, plays Jack's father, one of the lead characters. And also in the film is Peter Sarsgaard, who has a cameo role. And it's really engaging because of it presents this, again, this very privileged downtown New York, art world, an international, these kids that grow up with no boundaries. The parents have no boundaries either, because there's the wealth and the privilege does not set those boundaries for them, which creates havoc in their lives. It's just as dangerous as not having anything, or as not having too many boundaries that you can't do things. And there's a rootlessness that really resonates, I think. I think that what the young man, what the Schnabel Omo was trying to do was to try to comment on his generation. So what I'm saying, this film is also about masculinities, but it's a critique of a social group. It's not meant to be the whole world, but maybe in some way it is, because, you know, in this level of capitalism with this, you know, this mammoth power that's in the world, you know, the stress that it creates without regulation.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very interesting. But it's not in competition, or it is?
It's Horizonte and Extra.
Okay, yeah.
And that's his first film, and I said he's 26 years old, and I had an interview with him yesterday.
Horizonte has incredible good movies in there, very difficult to find the time to watch them, but I hope
You should.
But I just, Vera, I wanted to just ask you, because you are from New Jersey.
No, I'm from New York.
From New York, but you know New Jersey, and you're from America. How was for you to look the Luc Besson Dog Man set in New Jersey?
That's another one.
Yeah.
You know, the question here also has come up. Just to digress, yesterday, someone was telling me that Italians are upset that Ferrari did not have an Italian lead. You know, why did it have an American lead? And also, Penelope Cruz why couldn't it have been an Italian cast for such an important character? And as far as Dogman is concerned, you know, it's a Frenchman making a film set in New Jersey, and so assumptions about New Jersey are in the film that, to me, seem very false, because I know New Jersey, and New Jersey is a very complex state, but here it presents, you know, the representations of race in that film are questionable. They're very cliche. It's like the same characters keep coming up. Mm. And there's, you know, there's an assumption about a kind of a milieu that's very treacherous. But to interpret it in that way seemed somewhat false to me. So then we're talking about, you know, this thing about crossing borders and reinterpretations of other people's histories. It's not to say that's good or bad. It's just, you know, the way where we are right now, and that filmmakers are working through these ideas and these problems.
Yeah, thank you. I also, I mean, we didn't talk a lot about the Beast of Bonello, because I mean, it's nice to know, maybe to have somebody else have seen the movie, but I have to say sometimes I like to ask the audience what they think of the movie, especially young audience, and it happened to me to sit next to a very young journalist this morning, and I said, "Did you see Bonello?" And she said, "I was so lucky to arrive late." It's so wonderful.
Yeah. Almost like you and me at Priscilla today. We nearly arrived late, didn't we? But we got there just in time.
Oh, you saw Priscilla?
Yeah,
Was it good?
Yeah. I didn't like it. No.
Anyway, we keep that for tomorrow.
Oh,
that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I just wanted to say something
about... Oh, here he is. That's Elmo. That's the young man. Yeah. That's Elmo Schnabel.
Okay.
You can see an interview from Fred... The director.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just very quick before we close. I just want to share the life of a critic. How was your day, Vera?
Today was fabulous, yes.
What time did you wake up? Anything? How many movies did you watch?
I had to wake up at 6 o'clock because I had to buy tickets
without
for the
going
next
to
3 days. and then I saw two films. I saw Jungle Holocaust, or Cannibal Holocaust, and the Woody Allen film, Coupe de Chance.
Yeah. And Brian, how was for you?
Same sort of thing. I saw, my first film was at 8:30 this morning, and that was the Woody Allen film. Which I liked, and then straight into Priscilla. Well, a small coffee with you, and then into Priscilla. Yeah.
Don't say that. Your wife is going to be jealous.
I don't think she listens. She's not. She's not a regular listener. And then back to my hotel where I wrote my review of Priscilla.
For me it was terrible. No, it was not terrible, but I woke up at 5 a.m. because this morning was a day that we had to book tickets for the next few days. 6:30 I was in front of my computer, and Viva Ticket gave me a slot that started at 7:10. Anyway, I'm so happy because I managed to book everything, and then I went to see the 8:30 Woody Allen, and then a coffee with Brian, and then I saw Priscilla. So anyway, this is the life of a critic.
Yes.
We start very early in the morning.
It's so much fun, I have to say.
And the sun's shining, it's wonderful.
We enjoy, and then tomorrow I will find the time, even half an hour, to jump in the lagoon and then swim a bit, because the weather is really nice.
It's beautiful.
We are really blessed with this.
There's a heat wave in England at the moment as well, you know.
What?
There's a heat wave in England. That's not a regular thing.
How hot is it?
It's 28 degrees today.
What is that in Fahrenheit? That's like 80?
80, late, high 80s, I guess.
It's never in England, is there?
Rarely,
It's like 40 degrees all the time.
Yeah. No, the sun is shining in it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
It's
so wonderful to meet you and to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.